There's an interesting report in the Wall Street Journal today, a long profile detailing how Cardinal George Pell has had his powers curtailed at the Vatican. It was just 2014 that the Cardinal was appointed the Pope's finance chief with a reform agenda. So what's happened? Paul Collins is an author, a Catholic historian and a former priest. Paul, thanks for your time. How can we know if the Vatican is limiting the scope of George Pell's influence over its finances? What's the evidence that there's been a shift?
Well, you're quite correct, Patricia. There has been a shift. What's happened is that Pell went to Rome and he announced, at any rate, that he was in a way going to clean the whole place up. And at the time, I said publicly I wished him the best of British luck, because the Romans have been dealing with blow-ins from all over the place for about 2,000 years, the blow-ins are telling them how to reform it. So the Italians and the Romans know how to deal with people like this. That's not to say that the place didn't need cleaning up. It most certainly did. Because essentially the Vatican operates according to a kind of a Mediterranean mentality. It's not like an Anglo-Saxon or a Northern European Protestant mentality where honesty and integrity in the books is demanded. Italians and Romans tend to operate with a much more laissez-faire approach to things, and you put a bit of money aside and, you put it there for a rainy day. It's not on the books. It's not that you're being corrupt, but it's marginally like corruption from our point of view. So Pell was going to go in, clean all of that up. What's happened is that the people who have reacted, the old style, the old guard in Rome certainly resent him very, very much. But the people who have, to a certain extent, trimmed his sails are two cardinals who are very much on side with the agenda of Pope Francis. And one of those is the Secretary of State, which is the equivalent of the Papal Prime Minister, Cardinal Parolin. Parolin essentially runs the Vatican, and it in some ways has become a bit of a competition between Johnny-come-lately George Pell and Parolin, who is an experienced Vatican diplomat. And so it was Parolin who got rid of PricewaterhouseCoopers, for instance, who were some of the other big international accounting firms who'd come in to look at the Vatican books. He got rid of them simply because he felt that as an independent entity, the Vatican City State really didn't need foreigners and people who were not responsible to that government doctoring their books.
So you think it's a bit of a culture clash. So if these powers are actually being taken away from Pell, who are they being given to?
Well, they're just being returned to the people who had them in the first place. One of the areas where he pushed his frame in was what's called APSA, and it essentially is the body that controls the Vatican's investments and its property holdings. Well, he's lost his control of APSA simply because there is a quite competent cardinal running that. That body is now pretty much operating according to what would be considered reasonable financial standards and reasonable accountability. So yes, it is a reaction against the new broom coming in. There is a bit of the old guard stuff in it, but at the same time, you've got to take into account the way that Cardinal Pell approaches things, which is pretty much a bull at a gate.
According to a report, Pell and his team discovered $1.4 billion in euros tucked away off the books. Has this made some people concerned about him exposing corruption?
Yeah, the off-the-book stuff is interesting. Can I just quote an example? When I became the parish priest of a very, very large parish in Sydney, I discovered that there were about 15 accounts in the Commonwealth Bank. There was a main account that everybody knew about, and then there were all these other different accounts where money was parked. It's been a bit of a way the church has operated. You park stuff for a rainy day. Now, again, you always have the danger of corruption when you do things like that, stuff that's off the books. So I don't think this money was so much about corruption as about people running their own little kingdoms and knowing that they had money to fall back on if they really needed it and not being accountable. I mean, the key thing here is that the Vatican has got to become accountable. And that's one of the things that's very, very hard for the Vatican to learn. There is no word for accountability in the English sense in Italian. There is a word for responsibility, responsibilità, but there is not a word for accountability. And so that's why it's rather difficult to drag them kicking and screaming into an accountable world.
Just finally, do you think this could have anything to do with the reports in July by the ABC's 7:30 program of allegations of child abuse against Cardinal Pell, which I should say he has denied and described as an ABC smear campaign, or criticism of his testimony to the Royal Commission?
It really hasn't affected his role in Rome. He was seen as a bit of a martyr by people, by not only people in the Vatican, but by Italians, by Romans and Italians generally, and by quite a lot of the international media, who certainly wouldn't be sympathetic toward him. He was seen as a bit of a martyr in the way that he was treated by the Royal Commission when he refused to come back. So the Pope is certainly still has the Pope's confidence, but the Pope did make a very cautious statement when asked about it on the plane on return from Krakow in Poland, and the Pope said that he would want the legal processes in Australia to take their course, and that's what's got to happen. They'll only act if any further legal proceedings are brought by the Australian authorities.
Paul, thank you so much for your insights tonight. You are a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Patricia. Good to talk to you.
That's Paul Collins. He's an author, a Catholic historian, and a former priest joining us here on RN Drive. Up next, we're going to talk about some researchy things. Can spiders use their webs to transmit data? It's scary, but let's see if it's true.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.